Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected family members, my pranams to you. Many people used to ask how this Sanatana Dharma survived the earth for the last more than 10,000 years. I always used to give the answer by saying that Sanatana Dharma is based on integrating science, spirituality and social factors. There was a systematic and scientific, rational and logical pathway followed throughout the life. The life of the individual, the life of the family, the life of the society and the life of the nation. All these, whether it is individual, family, society or nation, all these are based on Dharma Shastra. We always used to say Hinduism is not a religion, it is a way of life. How the way of life is given, that if you are going deep into Vedas, you may not get anything. You will be getting only the messages of Hindu Dharma. If you are going through Upanishad, you will be getting the messages of absolute truth and a relative truth. If you are going through six Vedangas, you will be getting variety of information on Vedic literature, Sanskrit and so on. But at the end in Kalpa Shastra, as I told you earlier, in Kalpa Shastra, one part is Dharma Shastra. That Dharma Shastra in a nutshell I explained the previous day. Now I think for the real understanding about Sanatana Dharma, one should go through the content of Dharma Shastra slightly deeply. I was fortunate enough to translate one of the Dharma Shastras. Even though there are many Dharma Shastras, one of the Dharma Shastras is Vishnu Dharma Shastra. It is also known as Vishnu Smriti. When I read the content of Vishnu Smriti or Vishnu Dharma Shastra, I am sure that you will be getting an idea about Hindu Dharma, how the way of life in Hinduism, how the way of life in Hindu Dharma was really going on very well. For the last so many years, you can see Hindu Dharma was flourishing, even though there was a lapse of time during when conversion and other things were going on very, very seriously. Now we will be going through the content of Dharma Shastra just for your information. We are not going deep into it. It is a 100 chapter containing book. Reading all these things impossible. Just to give an overall idea about what the content of Vishnu Dharma Shastra or generally the Dharma Shastra, I am reading that one. You see, the chapter one of almost all the Dharma Shastra will be definitely the adoration of Prithvi, earth. The second chapter gives all the details about the Varnas, and the third chapter gives in detail the duties of kings, appointment of governors and office staff, and the fourth chapter directly deals with the taxation, how much tax is to be levied, and as a continuation of taxation we can see weights and measures of different products, weights and measures are given. Then in the fifth chapter we can see punishment for various crimes are given, forgery, murder, theft and immoral actions, injury to others, using false weights in trade, wrong medicinal treatment given, bribery in official circles, offering invalid mortgage, and the punishment for all these things are given. The sixth chapter gives the rates of interest on loan, security, etc. Leasing system is also explained in the sixth chapter. In the seventh chapter, validity of documents with or without the witness. It is given in the seventh chapter. Eighth chapter gives the witness and their qualification. Witness for signing the document whether it is registration document and so on. Then comes general rules about ordeals, ordeal of balance. If somebody is committing any mistakes in using the balance, then what are the punishment to be given? Ordeal of fire, ordeal of water, that is the punishment given through fire, water, etc. Ordeal connected with the poison, ordeal of with the sacred water, and thus up to 14th chapter you can see ordeals are given. The 15th chapter, 12 kinds of sons and their shares in property, persons unfit for the share of the other. 12 type of son means the son born directly to the wife and husband, the son taken from outside, the son of the father alone, the son of the mother alone, or the son of the brother, taken for protecting the parents and at the old age. The 12 types of sons are given. Sons born for the mixed marriages, that is given. The chapters 17 and 18 gives the rules for the partition of the property, how the property of the parents should be partitioned. Then 19th chapter gives the cremation of the dead body, pollution connected with that one, that is known as ashaucham, 10 days after the death, or 12 days or 14 days or 16 days, known as ashaucham. Then next comes the 20th chapter gives the duration of Kali Yuga, duration of Dwapara Yuga, duration of Treta Yuga and Krita Yuga. As a continuation, the duration of Manvantara is given, and Kalpas are also given, and the day and night of Lord Brahma is given. Next comes the duration of the life of the Brahma, Shiva and so on. In the 20th chapter given obsequial ceremonies connected with the death of an individual. 22nd chapter comes the ashaucham or pollution connected with the birth and the death of the relatives. Here the explanation, if the relative, my sisters of our fathers, their husbands, or sister of the mother, brother of the mother, their wives or husbands, if died, how many days of ashaucham or how many days of the pollution is to be maintained in the traditional way. Then purification to remove the pollution. Pollution I mean ashaucham, pula and valaima in Malayalam it is called. The 24th chapter gives girls who are eligible for marriage with the men of various caste. So intercaste marriage was very common then, and the girls are eligible for the intercaste marriages given. Different forms of marriages are also given. 8 types of marriages have been explained in Dharma Shastra. Then duties of married women are given. Living in harmony with the husband, she must be frugal habits. The 26th chapter gives the wife married from the same caste eligible to take part in religious ceremony along with her husband. Religious sacraments such as Garbhadhana, Jatakarma, Namakarana, Annaprasana, Chaula, Upanayana, and Upanayana must not be delayed beyond the 16 years in the case of Brahmana boys. So the 16 sacraments are given here. The duties and conduct of a brahmachari, he must be always obedient to his teacher, etc. are given. The greatness of a teacher, definition of a teacher, definition of acharya, definition of upadhyaya, definition of ritvik, etc. are given in 29th chapter. Then the 30th chapter comes upakarma, utsarga. Then that is the removal of the sacred thread, it is given. Then holidays on which the Veda should not be studied. There are certain days like Pradhama, then No Moon Day, Chaturthi days when Veda should not be chanted or studied. That is given in the chapter 30. 31st chapter gives father, mother and the spiritual teacher are specially venerable and also the superiors who should be respected throughout. Chapter 32 gives list of other persons to be respected. Next chapter is passion, anger and greed are natural enemies of man, especially of householders. They are the main cause of crimes in the family and in the society. So controlling the mind is explained here, just given as given in Bhagavad Gita. The worst type of sins, Atipadaka, the worst type of sins are separately explained, known as Atipadaka. The five great sins such as drinking, spurious liquor and stealing gold are explained in the next chapter. Chapter 36 gives Anupadakas of heinous crimes such as theft and murder. Then Upapadaka or minor sins such as reviling the Vedas, teaching the Veda for a reward, for taking money and taking fees if you are teaching the Veda, that is known as Upapadaka. It is a sin. Then comes Jadi Brahmsakara, sins leading to the loss of the caste, and whatever the Varnas are explained, if you are violating the rules of the Varna, what are the punishment given, that is given in chapter 38. 39th chapter gives Samskarana, sins leading to mixture of the family members, such as killing animals, etc. coming here. The sins and its prayaschita are given. 40th chapter gives Apatrikarana, sin leading to unworthiness. You will be outcasted if you are performing such type of sins. The 41 chapter gives Malinikarana, sins causing defilement. Next chapter gives Prakirana, miscellaneous sins. So the sins itself, sins themselves are classified into Adipataka, Upapataka and so on. The next chapter gives enumeration of diverse hells, different type of hells that an individual should suffer for performing the sinners or committing the mistakes and doing the sin. What are the narakas? What are the hells that one should go? Rebirth of the sinners among animals. So rebirth is given here in detail in the 44th chapter. Various diseases for the sinners in the next Janma and in the present Janma. Similarly, penances, Agamarshana, Prajapatya, Tapta Krachra, Krachra, Sida Krachra, then Krachra Krachra, Uda Krachra, Mula Krachra, Sribala Krachra, Sida Krachra, and so on are the penance, all the the solution for committing the mistake. If you are doing some sin or mistakes, you have to do prayaschita. The detailed explanation of prayaschita is given in 46th chapter. 47th chapter, other type of prayaschita as Chandrayana, Yati Chandrayana, Shishu Chandrayana and so on are explanation given for the prayaschita, for committing mistakes and for doing sins. Yavaka Vritta, that is woe to live only on barley. Certain prayaschitas are eating only a particular type of things, not all the food available. So Vishnu Vritta is given the Vritta, expiations of killing human beings and animals. The prayaschita to be performed for killing the human beings and animals are given. The prayaschita for drinking spurious liquor and eating prohibited food, flesh eating, these are all severely condemned and prayaschita are given. Then prayaschita for stealing gold, etc. are given. Next chapter 53. Then prayaschita for forbidden sexual relationships are given. Then prayaschita for association with the sinners, that is given. Next comes chapter 55 gives prayaschita for secret sins. Greatness of Gayatri Mantra comes, followed by that. Then purification through Veda Mantra chanting. Sinners who must be completely avoided, kept away, that is also explained in 56th chapter. Three kinds of wealth, that is pure wealth, impure wealth and mixed wealth. These are explained in chapter 58. 59th chapter, religious observances for a householder, that is grihasthasramas, acharas and vicharas are given. Then giving the food for the beggars, that is yachaga, and giving donation for the poor people, that is explained in 59th chapter, which is known as Dana. Cleaning of the body, which is explained in detail as the Ashauja Kriya. Cleaning of the teeth and the twigs and tongue. Prohibited twigs used for cleaning the teeth, so one should not use prohibited twigs for cleaning. Then how to clean the teeth, tongue, mouth and body, etc. are given. In chapter 62, rules of Achamana, that is connected mainly for Brahmins who have got sacred thread. Achamana Niyamas are given. Rules for starting on a journey, good or bad omens. Shakuna is explained in chapter 63, good Shakuna and bad Shakunas are given. Chapter 64, rules for daily bath and offering of oblations to divinities and maids. Then Agni Karmas are given and after taking bath every day morning. Then details of the daily worship of God Vasudeva, how to worship Lord Vasudeva and Lord Krishna are explained. 66th chapter gives materials of worship for performing the pujas. Then next chapter gives Vaishwadeva ceremony to be performed by the Brahmins. It is a special ceremony which one should perform all the 31 days of the month. Then next chapter is rules about time and manner of taking food. All the rules connected with eating food, that is given in chapter 68. Restrictions on sexual intercourse with the wife, that is the number of days, the days, the time, etc. are given. In detail, when or when one should not perform sexual intercourse with the wife. Rules about sleeping are given. General rules for conduct of a householder. Control of the mind and the five sensory organs and functional organs are given in chapter 72. The procedure of Shraddha ceremony, that is anniversary of death anniversary connected with the traditions and customs and rituals are given in that one. Chapter number 74 gives performances of Ashtaka Shraddha. Then next chapter gives means meant to be worshipped for Shraddha, that is Pidrakarma, how to be performed. Next two chapters, times of performing Shraddhas are given. The Tidhi, the Nakshatra, the day and the date of performing the anniversary, death anniversary, ceremonies are given in two chapters, 76 and 77. The 78th chapter gives 7 weekdays, 27 stars, 15 lunar days or tithis recommended for performing the Shraddha of the father or mother. Accordingly, what are the results and rewards that one will be getting? If the Shraddha comes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or so on, if the Shraddha comes on Pradhama, Dvitiya, Tritiya and so on, what will be the result and the reward? That is explained in chapter 78. Chapter 79 gives materials prohibited for Shraddha. These are the list of material which should not be used for performing the Shraddha Karma. 80th chapter gives materials recommended in performing the Shraddha Karma. Next chapter gives general rules to be observed for performing the death anniversary or Shraddha. 81st chapter, it gives the rules and regulations to be performed, rules and regulations to be observed for performing the Shraddha in its real sense. Then comes persons unfit to be fed in Shraddha. Generally after Shraddha, food used to be given. There are people who should not be given food after performing the Shraddha. Their list is given separately. Persons fitted to be fed in Shraddha. Certain people are very important to be given the food on the day of performing the Shraddha. 84th chapter gives places prohibited for performing the death anniversary ceremonies or places prohibited for performance of Shraddha is given in 84th chapter. Sacred places for performing Shraddha like Rishikesha, Haridwara, Himalayas, Vindhya Parvata and so on are given. Letting loose a bull, that is Vrishotsarga, connected with the Shraddha is explained in detail. 87th chapter gives Dhanam to be performed during the Shraddha, before and after performing the Shraddha. Dana means the donation given to poor people. That is explained in detail. Gift of a cow, Pashudhanam, Vastradhanam, Bhumidhanam, and Annadhanam, these are all explained in detail in 88th chapter. In the 89th chapter, sacred bath during the month of Karkadaka is given. During the month of Kartika is given. Kartika Sranam is given in detail. Gift to be given for the poor people and rishis and Vedic scholars during particular days like Margashirsha, Pausha, Magha, and particular months and particular days. What are the dhanam to be performed for the Vedic scholars and for the poor people are given in detail. 90th chapter gives gifts to be given to great scholars. Then comes gift should be given to the public, like building the water tank, building a garden, building a temple, building the well for drinking good water, and so on. Their merits in this Janma and next Janma is given. So the 91st chapter is giving the explanation, the punya that one will be receiving when they are doing good for the general public and poor people. The 92nd chapter gives Bhumidhanam, the gift of a land, gift of wholesome, Ashwadhanam, then Swarnadhanam, Rajada Dhanam, that is donation or gift given as silver, Annadhanam, Shayyadhanam, then Dhanam done on umbrella, and so on. These are all the dhanam given for poor people, those who cannot afford to purchase that one. 93rd chapter gives persons fitted to receive the gifts. We should not give the dhanam or gift to unfit people or people who will not be using it properly. So the list of the people who are suitable for receiving the dhanam is also given. 94th chapter gives rules prescribed for vanaprastha. Then after 50-55 years of age, every male family member, grahastha, is expected to go to vanaprastha for serving the people in the hospitals, old age home, and so on. So that is what is meant by vanaprastha, not directly going to the forest and sitting there till death. It is keeping ourselves, our body, mind, and everything for serving the people. That is known as vanaprastha. Chapter 95 gives food, austerities, and conduct of the vanaprastha. Once you are going to the vanaprastha, what are the type of rituals that one should perform? What are the type of food that one should eat? These rules are given in 95th chapter. Then comes up sannyasa niyama, how a sannyasi should live, how a sannyasi should take food, how he should take bath, and how he should chant mantras and live in this world without getting much bondage with others. Anatomy of human body is given, how the body exists and what are the things to be done for protecting, preserving the body under healthy condition. 97th chapter gives meditation meant for meditation of the gods, Vasudeva. Meditation means dhyana, to be performed by every individual, whether he is a Brahmana, Vaishya, or Shudra, or anything, Chandala, or anyone, to be performed. They should perform meditation every day. Then Vasudeva Shruti is given, Stuti is given. Vasudeva Stuti is given. This Stuti is done by this Bhumata. Goddess Earth is doing the praise or kirtana of Lord Vasudeva, and the Bhumi Devi is doing the prayer to Lakshmi Devi and Vasudeva. So we can see Bhumi Devi was asking the question to Vasudeva first in the beginning, and Vasudeva was giving, or Lord Krishna was giving, the explanation to Goddess Earth how to maintain peace and prosperity in the earth. The 100th chapter gives reward for studying Vishnu Dharma Shastra. So one can easily see that one. Vishnu Dharma Shastra gives part by part, chapter by chapter, very, very clearly, systematically, the rules to be performed by every individual, whether he is a Vedic scholar or an ordinary man. All the details are given in chapter wise. Similarly, many other smritis or dharma shastras are there. I think there are 29 dharma shastras. If you are going through that, you can get the lifestyle of Hindus. So Hindus' lifestyle connected with individual life, family life, social life, and national life as a citizen. What are the things to be done? What are the sins? What are the prayaschitta? How to give donation, gift for others? How to share, how to cure, and how to live in this world? That is given in detail in Dharma Shastra. Dharma Shastras are also available in the printed form in Sanskrit, Hindi, and English. I think in Malayalam it is not available. I was fortunate enough to translate the Sanskrit version of Dharma Shastra to Malayalam as per the direction of the High Court for referring in court verdict. So many of the rules written in Dharma Shastra are also included in Indian laws and Indian penal code, particularly that is connected with the punishment system for committing different type of crimes and sins. The punishment system given for different type of people, these are all explained in detail. Some of them have been taken for during framing Indian constitution and Indian penal code. So one should learn, at least to try to understand as an outline, what is meant by Dharma Shastra. Then only we will be understanding the really what is meant by Hindu Dharma. Unlike Christianity or Islam or any other religion, we have got not one book, so many books are there, of which the society exists, the nation exists, not through Upanishad, not through Vedas, not through Vedanga, not through Upavedas, not through Purana, not through Itihasa, but the society and the nation exist, survive, flourish, and the prosperity comes only through the rules given through Dharma Shastra, where spirituality is practically not given. Little bit of puja and adoration of the gods are given. That means beyond the level of spirituality, the society, the family, and the kingdom or the nation exist. The rules and regulations connected with the nation, society, and the family and the individual are given very systematically, chapter wise, with a reasonably simple interpretation and commentaries of variety of rishis. It is not that one book should be followed strictly. So many rishis have given so many rules suitable for different part of India. The rules applicable for Kerala may not be exactly applicable for Assam. The rules applicable for Assam may not be applicable for Gujarat. So accordingly, addition, deletion, modification and corrections have been done. Thus we can see Dharma Shastra is the foundation stone or foundation of Sanatana Dharma. I have given just an outline only. If you listen once or twice, you will understand how Hindu Dharma, Sanatana Dharma survived on the surface of the globe earth. Never compare Sanatana Dharma with Christianity or Islam. If you are comparing Sanatana Dharma with Christianity and Islam, you will not reach anywhere in the understanding of Sanatana Dharma. The Semitic religions are entirely different from Sanatana Dharma. So one should be very careful if you are comparing or when you are comparing Sanatana Dharma with any other religion. Try not to compare. If you compare, instead of getting an understanding, you will be getting a misunderstanding. And remember, continuously the details are given part by part, taking and then interpreting again will be confusing you. So a systematic, thorough study from beginning to end are needed for knowing Hindu Dharma. With these words, I would like to express my deep gratitude to you, and our learning will be continuing, and our uploading in the YouTube will also be continuing. You have to spread this message. Thank you very much. Pranams to you.